Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. Saturday marked the final live-hitting practice of this year's training camp. It was a physical and mental battle coming off the first preseason game on Thursday night. It was also the first opportunity to see the offense in action without wide receiver Jordan Matthews, who was traded on Friday to the Buffalo Bills along with a third-round draft pick in 2018 for cornerback Ronald Darby. Who will replace Matthews' production of 75 receptions for over 800 yards last season? As the saying goes, it will take a village.
I think you're losing a great person. You know, I mean, he and I, good relationship, and this business is a difficult one. You got to make some tough choices from time to time, and obviously we do what's best for the Philadelphia Eagles, and we felt that this was a good opportunity for both sides.
There's the personal side of things and the football side of things. The football side of things, you just got to trust what they're doing upstairs. You know, ultimately, they're the ones that make those decisions, and what they think is best for the team, I'm going to be in support of 100%. You know, they haven't let me down or haven't let this team down yet. But on the personal side, it's tough.
I've seen a lot of guys come and go, but probably none that I was closer to than Jordan. So it's tough. I mean, seeing him before he left was tough. It wasn't easy for any of us, but at the end of the day, it is a business, and we support Howie, we support Joe. They're doing what's best for the team, and we trust them.
I mean, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, you know, playing as hard as I can every day at practice and trying to make plays, and wherever I end up is where I end up, but that's not going to stop me from working.
Wentz and a number of teammates took Matthews out to dinner and then to the airport on Friday. Remember, Matthews will be on the opposing sideline this Thursday night when the Eagles host the Bills at the Link. Now, Howie Roseman said that Ronald Darby is someone who possesses rare speed and is always around the football. Darby was the runner-up for the 2015 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year Award. He was certainly surprised by the move, but is looking forward to battling the premier receivers in the NFC East.
This division got a lot of great receivers, but for the dough, I should do great. Just go out there and compete. So man to man, I can get up and run with pretty much anybody.
At just 23 years old, Darby joins a young cornerback room that features the likes of Jalen Mills, Rasul Douglas, Sidney Jones, and C.J. Smith, among others. What does the move mean for them, as well as for someone like Patrick Robinson, the veteran of the group who is only here on a one-year deal?
Well, that's part of the business. You know, I didn't overreact. You know, just being honest with myself, maybe I didn't perform up to what, you know, they thought, you know, I should have performed at. And that's part of the business. And, you know, just being a man, you got to be honest with yourself.
The Eagles made a roster move on Saturday at wide receiver once again, bringing in undrafted rookie Kevin Lucas and releasing linebacker Steven Daniels. The Eagles are back on the field Sunday, and defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz will offer his thoughts on the Darby trade and his unit's performance in the preseason game on Thursday night against the Packers. We will carry that press conference live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us on this edition of the Eagles Update. Have a great Saturday, everyone.